Hyundai recalls over 30,000 cars due to possible fuel pump failure. By Amy Furr on April 25, 2024. Hyundai is recalling 31,440 vehicles due to a possible issue regarding failure of the fuel pumps. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, the fuel pumps may fail, which could result in the cars losing drive power, USA Today reported Wednesday. If the pump ceases working, that can restrict the flow of fuel to the engine, which may cause the car to lose power. Officials said that raises the risk of a crash. The USA Today article listed the recalled models as the Genesis GV70, 2022-2023, the Genesis GV80, 2022-2023, the Genesis G80, 2022-2023, and the Genesis G90 2022-2023. According to the Genesis website, the 2024 G70 model starting MSRP, manufacturer's suggested retail price, is $41,500. Owners will be issued letters pertaining to the recall on June 18. The USA Today report said, adding that dealers will inspect and replace the fuel pump assembly at no cost. Owners may contact Hyundai customer service at 1-855-371-9460. The number for this recall is 022G and it is an expansion of recall number 23V-630, the article stated. In November, the NHTSA opened an investigation into the recalls of over 6 million Hyundai and Kia cars due to brake fluid leaks that could potentially cause fires, Breitbart News reported. The issues surround both companies' anti-lock braking systems, ABS, and hydraulic electronic control units, HECU. The report noted that both were made by a South Korean supplier called Mondo. Honda recently recalled more than 750,000 vehicles in America due to an airbag issue. And Elon Musk's Tesla recalled every one of its 3,878 Cybertrucks in April because the accelerator pedals were in danger of getting stuck, per Breitbart News. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, has reported that the pedal can dislodge and get caught in the trim around the footwell, potentially leading to unintended acceleration and accidents. The outlet said, adding Tesla has also been struggling amid recent layoffs in its workforce.